Hi, my name's Michael Dickerson. I'd like to welcome you to our new show. This is a great show called Michael's Talking Community. We're going to be running every fortnight between 9 and 10, and I'll be talking to the community about issues of interest. As a resident in Patterson Lakes, I'm a family man. I've got 6 kids, 14 grandkids, breathe, and counting. I've had many years in business and involved in the community, and as a coach president with Little Ass and so on, that's been a very important part of my life. Anyway, today we're going to be talking to Stephen Hill, the president of the Patterson Lakes Community Centre, and look forward to what would be, we hope, a great show. Hi, Stephen. How are you today?
Good, Michael. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty fine. That's good. Look, it's great talking to you today.
Thanks for having me.
You know, on the what seems to be a bit of a landmark in the area, the community centre. And I guess probably as a starting point, would you perhaps just like to give us an idea of what the centre's all about and the background to it and why it started and that type of thing?
Well, look, the community centre's around about 30-plus years old. It was redeveloped back in 2009. There was a major development with the library at the front of the property. The purpose of the community centre is to have that level of inclusiveness and diversity of all groups in the Patterson Lakes and wider areas. It's getting everyone involved and creating a hub for activities. So all different types of activities, gymnastics, all sorts of things that we'll discuss later. Yeah, but it's for everyone to come and enjoy.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's great to hear. And how's it going generally? Is it on a growth path or?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it is. Look, we're looking for a whole range of new different programs. The programs that we do run, we're finding that we're increasing a lot of the numbers in those programs. And, you know, we're always outsourcing some new ideas for what the community wants. We're out there speaking to the community, asking what is it that their needs are and trying to fill those needs with the programs.
Okay, yeah, that's great. Yeah. Could you just explain for us the little phrases there that they talk about in terms of the play, learn, connect and create? I know that links in with your Patterson Lakes.
Yeah, well, look, we were, as a committee, we were tossing around with our strategic plan what we're going to do to come up with something a little bit catchy for people to get involved with the community. And we thought, well, play, learn, create... and the community is—it's all, you know, and connect. It's related to PLCC, so we thought that was an important component of our strategic plan. But it's really about getting everyone involved on all levels. So from our classes, from probably 3-year olds all the way through to 90-year olds, 90 plus. We do. There's kinder classes that we do. There's the cards at bridge class bridge. That the people play. There's Probus that come once a month on the Wednesdays. There's the jazz club that have their event here. We also, not only do we do programs, we also hire out our hall. We've got a number of different halls that we hire out to people who want to use it. We've had the jazz club here for probably over 20 years. They've been coming here. Yeah, once a month. Mm-hmm. And they do on a Friday once a month, and they do a special Saturday, I think twice a year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's getting all levels of the community involved, not just one type of age group. It's having everyone involved. Yeah. And I think that play, learn, we incorporate that in a lot of our programs, that connection and also that creativity that we want to be able to have everyone have the opportunity to have. So
Okay. Mm. Well, that sounds great. Mm. And I guess, you're talking about a range of activities. What's probably the most popular thing here?
Oh, look, at the moment, it's probably our gymnastics, dance and POM.
Yeah.
We've really grown that quite considerably in the last couple of years. There was a bit of a downturn when we had our fire, which we'll talk about a little bit later on, but that's just getting bigger and bigger, and particularly because it started off as gymnastics and we introduced other forms of the dance and POM.
Yeah.
And that's generated some really good interest. Into that age bracket of your 5-year-olds all the way to your 16, 17-year-olds with that sort of thing. So, yeah, it's very popular.
Yeah, it is. I know it's actually one of my kids is involved in up in Queensland.
So, oh, nice. Yes, yeah.
So that's the thing. It's great fun. Do they get involved in the competitions?
Yes. Well, good question. We introduced the competition in our club last year. And we're doing a lot more competitions. We're getting involved in a lot more competitions in both gymnastics and POM.
Okay.
Because we're seeing that what we're seeing with a lot of the people who are involved in gymnastics is they progress into POM.
Yeah.
Because there's a little more involved. There's that dance aspect as well. So we're actually keeping those students here a little bit longer. Uh-huh. They're getting involved in competitions. That's great. It's really good. Now, we've actually won some awards too with the POM.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, we have.
I think there's a national competition coming.
There is. Yeah, I believe there's.
November.
Yes. I think they're doing competitions now. I think there was one a couple of weeks ago that went quite well. I think there was a POM competition a month or two ago that we placed in definitely in the top three.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, it's very good.
Brilliant to hear.
We've got a very good head coach here, so Daria is fantastic.
Stephen is president of the management committee that runs the actual centre. Just a little delve, if we may, obviously, as you have a fairly busy lifestyle, I'm sure, Stephen. Mm-hmm. Just give us a quick... We were actually talking in the break about the footy and, we're Hawthorne here and you're Richmond, which is fine, so you're a little bit uptight today about what's going to happen.
Yeah, a little bit nervy.
So just give us a quick little thumbnail about your background.
So look. Currently, look. I'm one of the directors here at Ray White Patterson Lake. So that's why for me, it's important to get involved in the community. I just think it was a no-brainer when someone said to me, "Do you want to get involved in the community centre?" I said, "Absolutely." Mad Richmond supporter.
Yeah.
I'm not mad. Mad. All right. And I will keep a lid on it. I'm not gonna say anything until the final siren next week when we do win. No, I'm just kidding. No, so there's Richmond supporter. I've got two lovely daughters, two nice little teenage girls that a bit of fun having teenage daughters.
Yes.
What else is there? Well, there's not really much more to tell. That's pretty much me in a nutshell.
Are you from this area originally?
Well, I'm actually a country lad. So I used to live up in Shepparton.
Okay.
I was actually born in a place called Elmore. If anyone's ever heard of Elmore, it's up near Bendigo way. So I was born up there and moved down to Melbourne when I was 17 to do a teaching career. Became a qualified primary teacher, but when I did my teaching degree, then. I thought, hospitality was a good thing at the time, so, let's get into hospitality. I never went to teach, so stayed in hospitality for 20 years. So,
Great. Very interesting. Okay, just with the centre itself, tell us a little bit about the fire and actually what happened there, because it seems to have been a bit of a disaster, wasn't it, when it happened?
Oh, look, it was. I mean, look, we were, funnily enough, just planning our outdoor... We're doing some work on the outdoor area at the moment, and we were just planning and just getting moving forward with it. And then I think it was the 23rd of March, around that sort of time, I got a phone call at I think 9:30 at night to say, "Look, the centre's on fire." I'm thinking, "Oh no!" So we get here, and lo and behold, the little storage area at the back had actually had an electrical fault and caught on fire. Most of the damage was pretty much water damage, but it had damaged the entire main hall, destroyed the small hall and the seating area out the side of the main hall as well. So, yeah, it put a little dent on things because things were starting to improve with even our gymnastics and POM and all those sort of programs, etc.
Okay. So what's actually happened to sort of put it all back in place again now?
Well, I will say first and foremost that the City of Kingston, they were fantastic through the entire process. A lot of people dig councils and say they're a little bit slow to move, but I'm going to say the exact opposite this time. I thought that they were sensational. They were quick. What they delivered, they over-delivered. They got everything back on track earlier than what we actually anticipated was going to take place.
Right.
And they were really forthcoming with helping us to do some improvements to the centre. And I think that's probably the positive about the fire, because I want to take a positive out of it, is that it allowed us to have a brand new sprung floor in our small hall, which allows us to actually organise or get some new programs in the centre, some dance programs, and offer some different opportunities for those external hires out there. New flooring in the new hall, new facility, brand new commercial kitchen. So the council were really good at forthcoming through with that. So that will allow having a commercial kitchen to us to be able to give the community the opportunity to run programs and do functions and all sorts of different types of stuff throughout. Because we do a lot of external hall hires on the weekends.
Yeah. And you have a New Year's Eve jazz thing, don't you?
Yes. Yeah. That's a New Year's Eve jazz. Yeah. They have the entire hall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every year. Yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
So that's a definite positive. Look, basically, Michael, when the fire did take place, it took a bit of a hit on the centre. Because we still got to maintain our programs, gymnastics, all the card clubs, the Probus, all those clubs, even the jazz and everything else need somewhere to go. So I think it was a credit to the office staff for being able to organise, and the council for being able to organise new places for people to go. But during that period of time, obviously, because they weren't running at the centre, we were having to find new venues, and that actually impacted on how we were operating as a centre. Because we are actually an independent. We're not actually aligned with the City of Kingston. We're involved with the City of Kingston, but we run it ourselves.
Right.
A lot of the community centres around the City of Kingston, there's some of them that are operated by the City of Kingston. We aren't.
Oh, okay.
So there's that little bit of difference. So it does affect our operation, and the fire definitely did for probably the first 2 months, because all our gymnastic classes had to go and run at Cornish.
Yeah.
And because of that, we had to take what equipment we had left and we could salvage to Cornish, and also, you know, there was costs involved. So to get back up on our feet in term three, because it was really only term two that we lost that. Those people in the venue, we're now asking the community to come back and help us. Mm-hmm. So that's where the fire recovery comes into it. We've got the centre now probably at a fantastic level with the brand new flooring in the main hall and the sprung floor in the small hall. Brand new gym equipment, like everything was destroyed. So that's, again, I'll take a positive out of things. It was destroyed, so everything's brand new.
Oh, that's great.
So they've all got great equipment. The equipment is first class. Mm-hmm. But there's that little bit of that we need to finish off with. So that's why we've put a fire recovery forms on our internet to get people to say, you know what, if you're involved in the community and you want to help us out at the community centre, because we are a non-for-profit and we are run separate to the City of Kingston, here's the opportunity to help us.
Yes.
You know, we're looking for, like, we want to put mirrors in the small hall so we can have, like, ballet classes, et cetera. So it's trying to find the funds to be able to do that. We've also got our playground out the back, which we're in the middle of getting ready to develop it, but, look, pardon the pun, it was actually put on the back burner the day of the fire. So we really want to, if we can get the community to help us with that, just makes, and the playground at the back, well, not the playground, it's actually going to be an outdoor garden, it'll make the community centre finished and whole. And we can actually celebrate the fact that here it is for everyone to use.
Right.
Not just the inside of the community centre, but also the outside space as well. And this is the thing, the outside space that we're designing is to include all groups. So include the young children playing out in the play area, but also to include the elderly, you know, because there's going to be raised garden beds. There's going to be, we're looking to do possibly an Indigenous garden as well, get the Indigenous groups involved. We want to get inclusive of the disability people, get them out there and be able to use that garden space as well. So I think it's an important aspect of the community centre in making it complete, but we need the community help.
Yes.
I think that's where the fire recovery comes into it. Yeah.
So what do people, if they want to donate, how do they go about
Look, they that? Can go onto the website. There's some forms on the website. They can also come into the office space in here. The girls are in the office Monday to Friday, look from 8:30 through till 7 o'clock at night. We've got someone, and they can just assist us where they can.
Right.
Anything is appreciated.
Stephen, probably just as sort of a bit of a wrap up, would you like to perhaps talk a bit about where people can contact you and maybe some of the things you're talking about, ways that people might want to get involved with this, the community centre and all that type of thing?
Yep. Look, as I said, I mean, PLCC, it's all about that level of inclusiveness for Paterson Lakes and the greater area of Paterson Lakes, Carrum, Seaford, all around those areas, Bond Beach. You can get us always available on the website. We've been contacted on the website. You know, you can come to the front desk. Like I said, we're open from 8:30 in the morning until 7 o'clock. There's always someone here. We're really looking for people who, you know, if you've got an idea, some fresh idea that you feel is going to meet a community need, come in and speak to the manager at the centre. We're more open to creating new programs, something a little bit different. I mean, I know we did it a while back. We did an iPad program for teaching people how to use technology, et cetera. That was a fantastic success.
Yes.
There was one night where we had a makeup night where all the girls came and they had a big how to put makeup on and all that sort of thing, and the car park was full.
Did you get any guys?
Yeah, no, I didn't come. No.
Oh, okay.
That's okay. No. I'll get away from that one.
Okay.
But it's all about, you know what, offering people of the area something that, you know what, may not be offered in other centres, and things that, you know what, a little bit left of field. You know, a lot of places do gymnastics. A lot of people do the fitness things, the exercise classes for the seniors, all those types of things. It's about coming up with new ideas. So any new ideas, if you've got one out there, please come and see us, speak to us at the centre. We've also got our halls. We hire the entire community centre out if you want, or we can hire different sized halls, all from, you know, 200 people all the way through to 10 people. If you've got we have meeting rooms that are available all throughout the week. So if you've got a meeting you want to run for a couple of hours, that's available.
Yeah.
You know, we've had weddings here.
Yeah.
And obviously with the fire, with the commercial kitchen, even better now for holding weddings or any types of functions.
Yeah.
We're always available for that. So again, speak to the centre manager, Marissa, and some of the other staff in the office as well. They'll be more than happy to help you out.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's about community.
Yeah.
First and foremost, it's about getting everyone in and acknowledging that, you know what, this space is here for all of us.
Well, thanks a lot for that, Stephen. It's been very great having you come along onto the show. And
thanks so much for asking.
Thanks for your time. I'd like now to have a little chat with Marcus. Marcus is very much involved with the community, and he's got some information to give us about what's going on in the area over the next, period ahead.
Absolutely. Look, Mark, firstly, on loving your show. Love your work, mate. It's fantastic. Is it nice to be down here at the Paterson Lakes Community Centre, eh?
It is. It's beautiful. It's a lovely sunny day and people are wandering around. And
it was nice meeting Stephen as well too. This is actually a really up and about community centre. I know I was mentioning to you that a lot of students at Carrum Primary School, they come down here during the week doing POM. Yeah. I know Stephen mentioned POM, but it's such they love it. And it's a really good venue for this whole sort of thing. And also, Stephen, we actually came down here, Michael, to do the Carrum Primary School had its trivia night down here during the year, which helped raise a lot of money to help build shade sales on our basketball courts at school. So this venue here is purpose-built, and it's ideally placed to really support the community. So I endorse everything Stephen said, and it definitely works well for a whole lot of people in the area, far and wide.
Great stuff.
So in terms of like what's going on now, we're involved with Friends of Carrum Foreshore. Radio Carrum is heavily involved with that. And Friends of Carrum Foreshore is an organisation which supports the foreshore down at Carrum. And we are very lucky, Michael. We live in the area where the best beaches in Australia are right down the road from us.
Well, that's good.
Not that
you're biased, isn't
it? Not that we're biased, but it's a little secret as well too, because everyone can just keep on driving down to the peninsula and leave local beaches for us. Yeah. But, you know, but we're always looking after our beaches, and the Friends of Carrum Foreshore look after the foreshore there. So all the dunes that are sort of been there for a long, long time, we have sort of maintenance programs going on there. And the Carrum Primary School students every second month or so go down there and do some planting and so forth. But also every other month, the community goes down there to help out as well too. So on a Sunday, typically on this every sort of 2 months or so, the community will go down and do planting or rubbish collection all sorts of variety of things. And tomorrow, between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m., we're actually not going to be at the foreshore. We're going to be somewhere else because we work really closely with the City of Kingston foreshore rangers, who are amazing. Yeah. And we're actually going to the City of Kingston Bomb Beach Nursery and doing a whole lot of propagation of indigenous plant species, will be ultimately replanted on the Carrum foreshore and the sort of the region around this area here.
Yes.
So it's, I don't know, if you're interested in coming on down, it's the Bomb Beach Nursery. It's sort of not, there's not a big sign saying Bomb Beach Nursery, but it's at the 101 to 105 Scotch Parade Bomb Beach, 101 to 105 Scotch Parade Bomb Beach. And you can actually find it on our Radio Carrum Facebook page. So all the details are there. But please, tomorrow between 10 and 12, if you're doing nothing, come on down, bring your families down. Whoa, make it a big event, and we'll do some definitely positive work for our community. So that's tomorrow, Michael.
Yeah, that's
I've just
brilliant.
Also something we're very closely connected with the Carrum Career Club, and just this week they've mentioned that they want to introduce a girls' cricket team. Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, there are so many girls in primary schools around here
it's
that are
everywhere now, isn't it?
Absolutely, Michael. Mm. Right into playing cricket and sport, all sorts of things, naturally. And so they're actually asking for sort of expressions of interest for people who are interested in getting girls involved in Carrum Career Club. So looking for girls between the ages of 10 and 14 to play on a Tuesday night, and there's actually, if you contact the Carrum Career Club, and I've got a phone number here, but I won't read it out over the internet. But no. But if you want to get onto the Radio Carrum Facebook page, you can find the actual ad for the Carrum Career Club.
So anyway, just moving on to some of the wonderful things that are happening in the area. What other things have you got that might be interesting to the audience?
Well, this is at Beach Lane, just down at Carrum, they're always doing some really interesting stuff, and there's a whole series of workshops, community workshops, which are running as well too down there.
Yeah.
Not dissimilar to what's happening up here as well too at the Patterson Lakes Community Centre.
Right.
We're broadcasting from this morning. But there's tomorrow between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. there's an event called the Mandala Market.
Ooh.
Now, the Mandala Market is it's a collection of little small artisans who are sort of businesses who are doing intricate things like jewellery, clothing, artwork, design.
Yeah.
It's quite they've had about three or so Mandala Markets down at Beach Lane, and they're all amazing. And tomorrow, if the weather holds out well, they're planning to do some out the back of the Beach Lane, but also upstairs in their fantastic sort of studio areas as well too. And I think maybe even the old one in the shop as well too. So spreading it out everywhere.
Ooh.
But it's quite an interesting look. And I mean, I've been there. Our Radio Carrum is always there, Michael, to do a live Facebook live of the event.
Yeah.
But there's always a whole lot of people down there enjoying it. And it's quite actually interesting. There's these people just sit at home and produce this stuff. Then they've got this outlet at the market to actually sell and showcase their work. And
wow.
A lot of people actually approach them just to get, oh, could you make me this or could you make me that? And they can do it because you're meeting the person who makes the actual whatever artifact it is. So that's quite amazing. That's tomorrow between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. down at Beach Lane in Carrum. Mm-hmm. Also, Michael, we've got the Melbourne Cup. You into the horse racing, mate?
What's the Melbourne Cup? Never heard of it.
Ah, yes, a classic. So it's we've got the Carrum Patterson Lakes Community Centre. Carrum Patterson Lakes Sporting Club down at Roydor Reserve. They're running, I think it's the first time they've done this, but there's a very flash ad going around.
Ah, okay.
And Melbourne Cup Day function. And it's only like $10 for lunch, and doors open at 11 a.m. And you get to involve yourself in the whole Melbourne Cup sweep and so forth down at the Carrum Patterson Lakes Community Sporting Club. So, folks, get on down there. That's coming up when's Melbourne Cup Day?
It's in a couple of weeks.
Sort of lose track of time as we do, Michael.
Yes, we do.
But that's one to keep an eye on as well too. So they're the sort of the things that I can see coming up. But can I just remind people, we've got between 10 and 12, we're at the Bomb Beach Nursery involved with Friends of Carrum Foreshore, so you can make that as well too. That's tomorrow.
Yep.
But also the Mandala Market is going on at the same time at Beach Lane. And we've got the Melbourne Cup thing coming up in a couple of weeks, as I mentioned there. So there's things going on which are quite involving in our community.
Very good to hear. Thanks for that, Marcus. That's great. Okay, everybody. Well, that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed the show. I'd like to thank Stephen Hill, president of the Community Centre, for coming in and chatting to us, and also to Marcus, their community specialist, giving us the background of what's going on in the area. We're on the air every 2 weeks, 9 till 10. Please look out for our podcast. Get onto our Radio Carrum website. That's radiocarrum.org. And we will have another session here in a couple of weeks. So we look forward to seeing you all. And it's a bye for now. Bye, bye. Radio Carrum.